Hello, hello, hello. It's Yaya, and I am so very excited to welcome you to the show today. We have an amazing author on the show. She has a beautiful last name. It's Hart. And I'm sure she puts her heart in everything that she does. And that's why her last name is Hart, because they knew it. They knew it. They knew she would do that. And I'm just so happy to have her. I hope I don't torture the first name. It's Makaya. But Micaiah, yeah, I'm really bad with names, Ms. Hart, I am telling you, but thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's really a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So I always get into the whole thing of how did you kind of work your way up to being an author?
Okay. And I've done a number of radio interviews, and I always get asked that kind of question.
Yeah.
And the answer is, I can't stop writing. Well, I have learned how to stop myself writing, but I've been writing since I was big enough to hold a pen. And it's a wonderful creative outlet for me. I really have used it to make myself happy many times in over the years. It's very easy for me to write. It's harder for me not to write. And I have actually worked at not writing, partly because when I'm writing about life, I'm not as present for life as I might be, but also because I write for an audience. I write for an audience. When I create something like a book, I'm writing for an audience. I'm not writing for myself. Wow. And the problem is I'm a really hopeless saleswoman. So, my books don't really get out there very much. And it's frustrating to put a lot of time into writing something for an audience and then not really get an audience. That's a short answer to what you asked.
Wow. Well, I see that. The Ultimate Guide to Orgasm for Women. What? Ms. Hart?
Yes. and I want to say that I think that really is probably one of the most useful books I have written.
I like that book, though. I kind of think that is needed, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's needed. Yeah. That's a lot of why I wrote it.
Mm. Oh, wow. So, since you said you can't stop writing, that you mm-hmm. find that since you could hold a pen, you have been writing. You know, most people lose their imagination. I don't think you have. Has it become more dominant in your life? Is it even harder now as you're older to be a part of life?
Well, I need to start by saying I am one of the most unusual people you've ever met. I've led a very adventurous life. I've done things that other people don't even dream of doing. I've traveled almost most of the world on a very minimal budget. I've lived on three different continents. And so I have a lot to write about. I have a lot to share with other people. And it is frustrating for me not to be able to share it. And at this point in my life, I have slowed down some, but I took up kite surfing about 20 years ago. And kite surfing is one of the most adventurous things I've ever done. It's incredible fun. And I still kite surf as much as I can, given that it's a dangerous sport and you have to be careful to do it in safe places.
Of course.
But I would say I have slowed down quite a bit. I used to be busy all day long building a house or fixing a car or kite surfing or traveling or writing. And now I take more time just to rest and cuddle the cat. So
yeah, definitely. How many books have you written? I mean, if you couldn't stop writing and that was something that you said that you couldn't do, how many books have you written?
Well, I've written around 10, but three of them are still in my computer. They haven't been published, and I don't know if I ever will publish them. This particular book, A Different Rhythm, I wrote, well, I actually wrote it when there was, I live now in Hawaii, and there was an eruption going on fairly close to where I lived. So, a lot of people left the area, and I couldn't get, I didn't get around very much, didn't get out very much. And so I took the time to write this book. But what prompted this specific book is that I had already written a book called My Sweet Wild Dance, which you could call my autobiography, although actually it only contains about 10% of my adventures. And it's that book, it's not the easiest reading because a lot of it is about my childhood, and I had a pretty hard childhood. So I wanted to write something that would be really easy reading and just be about my adventures. And so A Different Rhythm is just a series of short stories about some of my adventures. I mean, I could write three more books of the same length about my adventures, but these ones are perhaps the prime ones. So, and I intended it to be easy reading for somebody who just wanted to be entertained by adventures.
You know, that is, to me, I truly believe that that is just an amazing thing to do, to go out and like go kite surfing or do that adventure. That you got courage. You definitely did that thing.
Well, I must say that every time somebody says that to me, I say there's a very thin line between bravery and stupidity.
Well,
And yeah, I
not
mean, I
really. I think it's
th
bravery. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's bravery.
well, I people have told me I'm fearless. I actually don't consider myself fearless, but I experienced some pretty intense fear very early on in my life when I was really young. And what I learned from that was that fear itself was not going to hurt me. What I was afraid of might hurt me, but I could think about it and look at it from different angles and decide whether it really was dangerous. And if it really was, then not do it. But a lot of people I know who haven't never did experience fear, they're afraid of fear itself. And that is not useful to be functioning from a place where you're afraid of feeling the fear. You have to let yourself feel the fear and then decide to do it or not decide to do it.
Definitely, definitely. I totally agree with you on that. And I tell you, Miss Hart, it is just it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Hold on a second. We're gonna take a short break. You know, guys, it's like this. You do have to go after your dreams, and Miss Hart has done that. We're gonna be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Don't forget to follow us on YouTuber and Instagram. Thank you for watching.
Miss Hart, you know, there are some people who love to base their characters on themselves. Do you have any characters that are based on you or your life in your books?
Absolutely. I mean, all my books really are about me because I feel like I'm the only person I really know about. Now, there is an exception to that. In the year to around the year 1999, I met a woman called Maria Raindancer, who is a shamanic practitioner and a psychic reader from Seattle. And she asked me to write a book about her. And I have to say, it was really fascinating because I got to follow her around for a year and interview her family and her clients and her friends and her teachers. And it was really, really a fascinating experience. But most of my other books really are about my own experiences. And as I say, I've had a very adventurous life, so I have lots of experiences that I want to share.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Well, A Different Rhythm takes place in a number of different places.
Ah.
It's actually doesn't, I don't know that, I have to think about it now. I don't think there are any stories from California. They're from Australia, Brazil, Thailand, Alaska, Texas, Hawaii.
Texas.
Yes, Texas.
Nice.
I lost my, well, I didn't lose my kayak. This is before I took up kite surfing. I was kayaking and my kite got, I mean, my kayak got carried away by a flash flood. And I jumped into the flash flood to get it back. And I did get it back.
What? You did what? Wait. You are too brave. Okay, wait. You jumped in to the flash flood. You know that's not, you're not supposed to do that, Miss
Yeah,
Harper.
I do know you're not supposed to do it, but I could see it. I could see my kayak, and it was still in the, wasn't in the major part of the river. So I figured I could get it, and I did get it.
You
But
are
it
fearless.
at
You're
that
fearless.
that really might have been kind of stupid, but.
Well, that's like, okay, that's like spur of the moment, like, okay, click, I gotta go get this. And then
Yes.
you just didn't think. You are fearless. I'm sorry. You're fearless. I mean, oh gosh. Oh my gosh. So you grew up in Scotland. How did you end up in Hawaii again?
Well, I left Scotland really pretty much as soon as I could because, Scotland, it was the 60s and Scotland was still recovering from the Second World War. And women were definitely meant to get married and have boy children because a lot of men had died in the war. And I just didn't want to do that. So I really I wasn't very popular. Let's just put it that way. So then I lived in England for 10 years on and off. But I was living in the north of England in a town called Leeds, and I came out as a lesbian feminist there, which was in the 70s was, let's say it was a, that was a little dangerous, perhaps. It was a little dangerous. But the sexism was unbelievable.
Tell me about it.
I mean, unbelievable. Like, for instance, I'll just give a quick example here. So, soccer is very, very popular. And in Leeds, it's very popular. And all the soccer matches were attended only by men. Well, there had been a serial rapist and a killer who'd been loose for 10 years, raping and killing women. And the police received a recording of him boasting about his exploits. So they, at the soccer match, they played the recording with the request that anybody who recognized his voice would come forward and tell the police. Well, the sound of the recording was drowned out. Oh, I should say one thing first. He was, this rapist was known as the Ripper. And okay, so when they played the recording, the sound of the recording was drowned out by men chanting, "Long live the Ripper." So, it was that level of sexism that we were dealing with. I mean,
That's crazy. That is crazy. That is, oh. Did you write that in one of your books?
Yes, it's in my Sweet Wild Dance. Yeah, because that is a lot of what really motivated me to that kind of dealing with that kind of sexism. And at the time, I had trained as a mechanic. So I was dealing with a lot of men in my work as a mechanic. And so I was meeting levels of sexism every day. It was awful. And I had been to the United States, and I knew from my visit to the United States that the levels of sexism there were not like they were in Britain. Now, some people might argue with me, but I don't think they lived in Britain in the 60s and 70s.
Right, of course. Of course.
And certainly when I moved to California and I lived in the boonies of Mendocino County for years, and I never encountered any serious sexism like I did in Britain.
Yeah, I mean, you can find it if you look for it, but it's not, yeah. It's not like a heavy thing that
right.
people literally go through around here. I mean, you find it here and there, but you can pretty much live your life without that. Almost
yeah.
completely. Almost yeah. completely. Well, wow. Have you ever struggled with like writer's block?
No,
wow.
I don't even really know what it is. I can, there's something I do. I just go into a very, very different space when I'm writing. And I would even go so far as to say, it's not really me that's writing. It's, I just relax into this space and the words just come through me. And what used to happen and would still happen, I'm sure, if I decided to write another book, is that I would think of something I wanted to write about. It would just occur to me when I woke up in the morning or when I went to bed at night or whatever. And then the words would form themselves in my head. And they would hound me until I wrote them down. So it's as though the book was already written.
Wow.
The moment that I had thought of it.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I feel incredibly blessed in many ways with gifts like that. You know, I see other people struggling with things that are easy for me. And I'm incredibly grateful for that in many ways. I've had the most incredible life and I've been incredibly lucky. And things like creative play, let's call it play rather than work, a lot of different kinds of creative play come to me very easily, and I find them deeply rewarding and fulfilling.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, Ms. Hart, that is just amazing. I just absolutely love that. Love what you've done, that you have your book, and here it is, A Different Rhythm. You know, we do have the QR code in the corner over there, so that people can actually get that as well. And also, the description in the description box below, we'll put the link. You know, Ms. Hart, if you could give advice to someone, what would it be? I mean, you've done so much. I mean, what would that advice be?
Well, I teach classes on how to live life from a place of trust instead of fear. Mm. And that, I think, is the absolute key. Everyone has to really decide it individually for themselves, that they're going to take risks and go for what brings them joy and for what they really want. Go for it and trust that good things are going to come out of this. You're going to find joy. If you really want joy, you're going to find it.
Definitely. Well, Ms. Hart, thank you so much for being on the show. Did we miss anything?
Oh, I could talk for a long time, but I love to talk.
You know, I let me tell you something. I do too. But we do have a limited amount of time, and I could just go over and we could finish the show and talk for another hour if we could. Because that's just me as well. I love it. I love, and your stories, they've got to be, you cannot stop writing now.
No, when I took up, what I discovered in the 90s, when I was obsessed with writing, actually in the early 2000s, is that I needed to find activities that involved all of me so that I could get involved in that instead of the words coming, demanding to come through me. So, and then when I took up kite surfing, I really discovered that was a great way to stop the words. Because when I'm out on the water kite surfing, I just get, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's like,
and now?
Well, I still kite surf, but not as much as I used to. One of my absolute favorite things is gardening. I love to garden, and especially here in Hawaii, where you can grow amazing tropical fruits and things. So I spend a lot of time in my garden, just playing in my garden with the trees and, the trees and the plants, and they're great company.
Oh, they are. They
Yeah.
are. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm in Florida. So we have, right now we're having a cold spell, but normally
Yeah.
like bananas and all kinds of different food and
Yes.
mulberry trees and things. It's
Yes.
great. Definitely great. Well, Miss Hart, thank you so much for being on the show. I truly appreciate it. And you are inspirational, girl. You have no fear, okay? Because I would have been like, no. No. And jumping in and that flash flood. Oh no, that could not have been me. Oh, Miss Hart, you are the dead devil. You are the one. You are the one. You got it. I
Well, thank
love
you
it.
so much.
I
Thank you so
love
much.
it. I love it. So people can get your book on Amazon. Is there any other places where the book is available as well?
Well, you should be able to order it from any bookstore.
Great.
They used to carry it at Barnes and Noble, but I don't know what Barnes and Noble is doing these days. So,
No, it doesn't matter because it's right there on the corner in the QR code where you can get it off of Amazon. Definitely. So the book is still available. You need to get the books. You need to get it because if it's about Miss Hart, I guarantee you it's going to be adventure in it. Thank
Yep,
you so
that's
much for
true.
being on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for doing the show, for everything you
Oh,
do.
anytime, anytime. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. Please don't forget to go into the description box. Go grab that link and go and check out this book for yourself, A Different Rhythm. The QR code is in the corner over there, right next to Miss Hart, where you can get that, as well as the link in the description box. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in. And don't forget to dare to be different, like Miss Hart, okay? Hello. All right, guys. Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on YouTuber and Instagram. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.